Welcome once again to WADK's Irish Hour. I'm your host, Rick Kelly. This indeed is the Irish Hour as we make our way toward the 9 o'clock hour here on AM 1540, FM 101.1, or online anywhere in the world at WADK.com. And this being the weekend before the anniversary of the rising in 1916, I thought today we would play music that reflects the rising, commemorates the rising in no particular order. It was something that took place back in 1916 from April 24th to the 29th, about 108 years ago. It mainly took place in Dublin, but there were small skirmishes throughout the country in Meath, Galway, Louth, Wexford, and Cork. And the rebel forces consisted of the Irish Volunteers, the Irish Citizen Army, Fianna Éireann, and Cuma na bBan, and the Hibernian Rifles, led by people like Padraig Pearse, James Connolly, Tom Clark, Sean McDermott, Joseph Plunkett, Eamon Cont, and Thomas McDonough. And the music you're going to hear today, you'll hear some of those names mentioned in the songs. As we make our way toward the 9 o'clock hour here on the Irish Hour, as we commemorate the rising of 1916.
Since the British first came to Ireland centuries ago, almost every generation of Irishmen have tried to gain their freedom. And although they failed, they kept alive the spirit of nationalism in the country. And in 1916, Easter of that year, when 1,200 men marched into the streets of Dublin and raised the Irish flag over the General Post Office, it was the beginning of the end of British rule in Ireland.
Up the Republic, they raise their battle cry. Here's San McDermott, will pray for you on high. Eager and ready, for love of you they die. Proud march the soldiers of the Rearguard, Legion of the Rearguard, and Spain Ireland's fall. Hark, their martial tramp is heard.
Fighting in that rebellion only lasted a little over a week. The rebellion failed, and 16 of its leaders, mostly young men, some of them poets, were taken to Kilmainham Jail, where they were executed by firing squad. The execution of these young men, instead of ending the trouble in Ireland, only caused a widespread spirit of rebellion throughout the country. Was down the glen one Easter morn to a city fair o' there Ireland's lines of marching men in squadrons passed me by. No fight did hum and no battle drum did sound its red tattoo, but the Angelus bell or the Liffey swell rang out in the foggy dew.
The poet William Butler Yeats lived in Dublin at that time, and when he saw what was happening, it changed his whole attitude towards Irish nationalism. He wrote this poem, Easter, 1916. I have met them at close of day, coming with vivid faces from counter and desk among grey 18th century houses. I have passed with a nod of the head or polite, meaningless words, and listened a while and said polite, meaningless words, or thought of a tale or a jibe to please a companion round the fire at the club. Been certain that they and I but lived where a motley is worn. All changed. changed utterly. A terrible beauty was born.
Right proudly high over Dublin town, they hung out a flag of war. 'Twas better to die 'neath an Irish sky than at Suvla or Sudelba.
And from the plains of Royal Meath, strong men came hurrying through. While Britannia's sons with their long-range guns sailing from the foggy dew.
Too long a sacrifice can make a stone of the heart. When may it suffice? That is heaven's part. Our part to murmur name upon name as a mother names her child when sleep at last has come on limbs that have run wild. What is it but nightfall? No, no, not night, but death. Was it needless death after all? For England may keep faith for all that is done and said. We know their dream, enough to know they dreamed and are dead. And what if excess of love bewildered them till they died? I write it out in a verse, MacDonagh and MacBride and Connolly and Pierce, now and in time to be wherever green is worn or changed, changed utterly, a terrible beauty.
The bravest fell, and the sullen bell rang mournfully and clear. For those who died at Eastertide in the springing of the year.
And the world did gaze.
Men of that rebellion were from all walks of life, different trades and professions. One of them, Padder Carney, was a balladeer. He wrote the Soldier's Song, which was to become the Irish national anthem. He also wrote this little satire, poking fun at Mother England. It's called God Bless England.
I'll tell you a tale of peace and love, whack for the diddle all the died old day. Of the land that rules all lands above, whack for the diddle all the died old day. May peace and plenty be her share, who kept our homes from want and care. God bless England is our prayer.
Whack for the diddle all the died old day. Whack for the diddle all the died old day. So we say, hip hooray, come and listen while we pray. Whack for the diddle all the died old day.
But our fathers oft were naughty boys, whack for the diddle all the died old day. For pikes and guns are dangerous ties, whack for the diddle all the died old day. From Ballinahab we unto Peter's Hill, we made poor England cry her fill.
But old Britannia loves us still, whack for the diddle all the died old day. Whack for the diddle all the died old day. So we say, hip hooray, come and listen while we pray. Whack for the diddle all the died old day.
Now Irish men forget the past, whack for the diddle all the died old day. And think of a day that's coming fast, whack for the diddle all the died old day. When we will all be civilized, neat and clean and well advised.
Won't Mother England be surprised, whack for the diddle all the died old day. Whack for the diddle all the died old day. So we say, hip hooray, come and listen while we pray. Whack for the diddle all the died old day.
After the execution of the leaders of the rebellion, fighting spread all over Ireland, and in 5 short years we had at least partial independence. And those young men who had been executed became martyrs and heroes. Songs were written about them, songs that were very appropriate at the time, like Soldiers of the Rear Guard, but more appropriate today as the struggle goes on.
Glorious the morning, through flame and shot and shell. Now, rally Ireland, your sons will love you well. Let's they'll defend you, though dead their prison cell. Wait for the soldiers of the rear guard, legion of the rear guard, and sweet Ireland's call. Hark, their marshals ran this herd from Cork to
Warmer weather is coming. Can your home's AC keep up? Worried about sweltering bedrooms, suffocating home offices, or other annoying hotspots? Superior Comfort has the answer. A single-zone heat pump system from Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Air Conditioning adds complete comfort control to rooms where you need it the most without having to run new ductwork. All electric, energy efficient, and perfect for all climates. Heat pumps are a great way to keep any space comfy year-round. Call Superior Comfort at 401-396-4171.
Looking to grow your business or expand your network? If so, the Southern Rhode Island Chamber of Commerce is the place for you. We are a member-based organization whose purpose is to grow businesses within our community. Located in Wakefield, Rhode Island, we offer a range of services such as continuing education, networking opportunities, state and local advocacy, referrals, and so much more. Membership is only $285 annually, and we offer flexible payment plans that can fit any budget. To learn more, visit our website at srichamber.com. We look forward to working with you.
WADK FM 101.1, W266 DI Newport.
This is the Irish Hour. I'm Rick Kelly, and every Sunday morning I get to bring you the best in traditional and contemporary Irish and Irish-influenced music right here on AM 1540, FM 101.1, or online anywhere in the world at WADK.com. And don't forget, you can listen to a repeat of today's show this evening at 6 p.m. and on Saturday evenings at 8, you can hear a repeat of the previous weekend's show. All opportunities for you to listen to some of the best in traditional and contemporary Irish and Irish-influenced music, as I always say, every Sunday morning for you. And this weekend, we are commemorating the rising of 1916.
There's a uniform that's hanging in what's known as Father's room. A uniform so simple in its style. It's got no braid of gold or silk, no hat with feather plume. Yet me mother has preserved it all the while. One day she made me try it on, a wish of mine for years. In memory of your father, dear, she said. And when I put the sambrel on, she was smiling through her tears as she placed the broad black primer on me head.
It's just a broad black primer, ribbons frayed and torn by the careless whisk of many's amount of breeze. An old trench coat that's a battle stained and worn, and breeches almost threadbare at the knees. A sambrel belt with a buckle big and strong, a holster that's been empty many's a day.
But not for long.
But when men came Ireland's freedom, the one should choose to lead them will wear the broad black rimmer of the IRA.
It was the uniform been worn by me father long ago, when he reached me mother's homestead on the run. It was the uniform been worn in that little church below, and that Father Mac he blessed the pair as one. After truce and treaty and the parting of the ways, he wore it when he marched out with the rest.
And the best!
And when they bore his body down that rugged head of braze, they placed the broad black brimmer on his breast.
It's just the broad black river. Ribbons frayed and torn by the careless whisk of many's about to breeze. An old trench coat that's a battle stain and worn, and breeches almost red bare at the knees. A Sam Brown belt with the buckle big and strong, and a holster that's been empty many's a day.
But not for long.
But when then came Ireland's freedom, the one she choose to lead him will wear the broad black rimmer of the IRA.
There's a uniform that's hanging in what's known as Father's Room. A uniform so simple in its style. It's got no braid of gold or silk, no hat with feather plume. Yet me mother has preserved it all the while. One day she made me try it on, a wish of mine for years. In memory of your father, dear, she said. And when I put the sambrel on, she was smiling to her tears as she placed the broad black rimmer on me head.
It's just a broad black rimmer, a ribbon strayed and torn by the careless whisk of many's a mountain breeze. An old trench coat that's a battle stain and worn, and breeches almost red bare at the knees. A Sam Brown belt with a buckle big and strong, and a holster that's been empty many's a day. But when men came Ireland's freedom, the one she choose to lead them on where the broad black rimmer of the IRA.
We have no shining gaiters or no sandron belts to show. We're ready to defend ourselves wherever we may go. We're out for a republic and to hell with a free state. No surrender is the war cry of the first Cork Brigade. Glory, glory to old Ireland. Glory, glory to us, Ireland. Glory, glory to the men who fought and died. No surrender is the war cry of the first Cork Brigade. When John Bull sent his regiment for to shoot McCurtain down, he thought the IRA were dead in Cork's old rebel town. But in the town of Mallow they were seriously denied by the fighting 5th Battalion of the first Cork Brigade. Glory, glory to old Ireland. Glory, glory to us, Ireland. Glory, glory to the men who fought and died. No surrender is the war cry of the first Cork Brigade. We bombed them in the Abbey and we bombed them in the Glen. We bombed them up in Dillon's Cross, they bombed us back again. We bombed them down in Panna and we bombed them in the parade. And we gave them hope, began it in the first Cork Brigade. Glory, glory to old Ireland. Glory, glory to us, Ireland. Glory, glory to the men who fought and died. No surrender is the war cry of the first Cork Brigade.
Was on Good Friday morning, all in the month of May, a German ship was signaling beyond out in the bay. We've 20,000 rifles all ready for to land, but no answering signals did come from the lonely battle strand. No signal answers from the shore, Sir Roger sadly said. No comrades here to meet me, alas, they must be dead. But I must do my duty, and at once I mean to land. So in a small boat pulled ashore on the lonely Bonnet Strand. now the RIC were hunting far. Sarvajar, high and low, they found him at McKenna's boat. Said they, "You are our foe." Said he, "I'm a Roger Casement. I came to my native land. I mean to free my countrymen on the lonely Bannistrand." They took Sir Roger prisoner and sailed for London town. And in the tower they laid him, a traitor to the crown. Said he, "I am no traitor, but his trial he had to stand for bringing German rifles to the lonely Bannistrand. Was in an English prison that they let him to his death. I'm dying for my country," he said with his last breath. They buried him in British soil, far from his native land, and the wild waste requiem of the lonely man's wife. Now they took Sir Roger home again in the year of 65. And with his comrades of 60, in peace and tranquil lives, his last fond wish it is fulfilled, for to lie in his native land, and the waves will roll in peace again on the lonely
AIDS Project Rhode Island provides services for those living with HIV and AIDS,
along with educational activities to prevent further transmission of HIV.
Join Nairobi and your neighbors for AIDS Run Walk for Life on Saturday, May 4th at Pierce Field in East Providence.
Registration starts at 8 a.m. and the kickoff starts at 9.
More information is at AIDSprojectRI.org and Cardies.com.
AIDS Run Walk for Life is at Pierce Field, East Providence, Saturday, May 4th.
Rhode Island healthcare is broken. Rhode Island faces limited access to primary care and specialty providers, crumbling healthcare infrastructure, and hospital bankruptcies. We can change that. Support the Senate and House healthcare bills by learning more at southcountyhealth.org/support.
WADK and Corrigan Financial present High School Baseball and Softball, live and local, featuring Rogers, Middletown, and Portsmouth. Participating sponsors include O'Brien's Pub, Clements Marketplace, Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, Newport Propane, A1 Roofing and Construction, Midtown Oyster Bar and the Surf Club, Gust of White Sotheby's International Realty, West Main Pizza, R&R Construction, and Corrigan Financial. Bob Angel and guest commentators bring you the play-by-play on AM 1540, FM 101.1, and WADK.com.
We're commemorating the 108th anniversary, I believe it is, of the rising of 1916 in Ireland here on a Sunday in Newport, Rhode Island, third Sunday, as a matter of fact, as we make our way toward the 9 o'clock hour with songs like The Broad Black Brimmer and the First Cork Brigade, and a song commemorating Roger Casement trying to get some guns from Germany during the rising of 1916, in the song Bannistrand. More in that type of music as we make our way toward the 9 o'clock hour here on the Irish Hour. Don't forget, you can hear a repeat of today's show at 8 o'clock, at 6 o'clock this evening on AM 1540, FM 101.1, or online at WADK.com.
Where, oh, where is our James Connolly? Where, oh, where is that gallant man? He's gone to organize the union, than to working men they might yet be free. Then who will lead the van? Then who will lead the van? Who but our James Connolly, the hero of the working man, who will carry high the burden flank, who will carry high the burden flank, who but our James Connolly couldn't carry high the burden flank. Oh, they carried him up to the jail, they carried him up to the jail, and they shot him down on a bright May morning, and quickly laid him in his gore. Who mourns the death of this great man? Who mourns the death of this great man? Oh, bury me down in yon green garden, with union men on every side. Oh, they buried him down in yon green garden, with union men on every side. And they swore they would form a mighty weapon, that James Connolly's name could be filled with pride. Where, oh, where is our James Connolly? Where, oh, where is that gallant man? He's gone to organize the union, than to working men they might yet be free.
In Dublin town in 1916, a flame of freedom did arise. A group of men with determination caught an empire by surprise. And through the streets our men were marching, they rallied with their hopes and fears. And the end of boys came marching for their leader, Padraig Pearse. The poet and the Irish rebel, a Gaelic scholar and a visionary. We gave to him no fitting tribute, when Ireland's a peace, only that can be. When Ireland's a nation united and free. On Easter morn they faced a nation from the steps of the GPO. And they read aloud a proclamation the seed of nationhood to sow. But soon the word had spread to London of an insurrection there at hand, and the deeds of Padraig Pearse, who set about to free his land. The poet and the Irish rebel, a Gaelic scholar and a visionary. We gave to him no fitting tribute, but Ireland's a peace, only that can be. When Ireland's a nation united and free.
for 5 long days. The battle rages for 5 long nights, the battle war. He watched as Dublin city blazes, his see his men go to the floor. Now Ireland's proud of his efforts for her cause. He fought with pride to save more life, to save our city. We'll make our peace, MacPherish cried.
The poet and the Irish rebel, a Gaelic scholar and a visionary. He gave to him no fitting tribute, when Ireland's a peace, only that can be. When Ireland's a nation united and free.
Kilmaine in jail in 1960, they brought young Pearse from his dead cell. And they had tried him as a traitor to shoot a man who dared rebel. He only tried to free his country of the shackles of 800 years. At dawn at break on that May morning, they shot our leader, Padraig Pearse.
The poet and the Irish rebel, a Gaelic scholar and a visionary. He gave to him no fitting tribute, when Ireland's a beast, only that can be. When Ireland's a nation united and free.
We'll sing a soldier's song with cheering, rousing chorus as round our blazing fires we throng the starry heavens o'er us, impatient for the silence of the night. We will chant a soldier's song. Soldiers are we, whose lives are pledged to Ireland. Some have come from a land beyond.
For the love of one's country is a terrible thing. It banishes fear with the speed of a flame, and it makes us all part of the patriot game. My name is O'Hanlon, and I've just gone 16. My home is in Monaghan, where I was weaned. I've learned all my life cruel England to blame. And so I'm a part of the Patriot game. It's barely 2 years since I wandered away with a local battalion of the bold IRA. I've read of our heroes and I wanted the same, just to play my own part in the Patriot game. This island of ours has for long been half free. 6 counties are under John Bull's tyranny. So I gave up my boyhood to drill and to train, and to play my own part in the Patriot game. And now as I lie here, my body all holds, I think of those traitors who bargained and sold. And I wish that my rifle had given the same to those quislings who sold out the Patriot game. So come all you young rebels and list while I sing. For the love of one's country is a terrible thing. It banishes fear with the speed of a flame, and it makes us all part of the Patriot game.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/JOY.
The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, a local favorite since 1980 and a longtime supporter of Aquidneck Island youth sports programs. The Brick Alley is the 2021 winner as Newport's best restaurant, as well as being a past winner of Rhode Island Restaurant of the Year. There's something for everyone at the Brick. Anytime's a great time to do the Brick's famous nacho platters. There are award-winning burgers, steaks, and seafood dishes, and so much more. And just as in the world of sports, teamwork is everything at the Brick Alley. So come on in and see what the incredible team at the Brick can do for you. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant is open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner starting at 11:30 a.m. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, 140 Thames Street, downtown Newport. A classic dining experience since 1980.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Explore a realm of dragons and mythical beings. Through August 11th, join Cotty's Furniture and Mattresses
and witness over 60 life-size animatronic creatures at Roger Williams Park Zoo.
Wow, a dragon!
Think this sweater will fit?
You're gonna need a bigger sweater. Shop Cotty's sofas starting at $348 and Lazy Boy recliners starting at $398.
Sleeping Comfort on Purple, Casper Beautyrest Black, Chatham & Wells.
Ashley Chime Queen Mattresses start at $299.
Cotty's Furniture and Mattresses.
As we age, decision-making to improve quality of life can be complex and deeply personal. You don't have to face it alone. I'm Helen Hames. I founded New England Senior Advisors here in Rhode Island to empower older adults and families with information crucial in making informed decisions. Whether you're transitioning to home care or senior living, I'm here to listen to your personal story and collaborate with you to find innovative solutions tailored to your needs, preferences, and finances. Visit NewEnglandSeniorAdvisors.com to schedule a complimentary, confidential consultation. That's NewEnglandSeniorAdvisors.com.
I'm Jim Campbell, host of Business Talk with Jim Campbell. We're honored to be joining 1540 AM WADK weekdays, 1 to 2 p.m., Monday through Fridays. We're so honored to have listeners in Middletown, Portsmouth, Tiverton, Jamestown, and, of course, Newport. Monday through Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. right here on 1540 AM WADK Newport.
For quality replacement windows and doors, along with personalized guidance and service, contact Humphreys Building Supply, your Marvin replacement dealer. Our team will guide you through the entire replacement process by selecting designs and options that reflect your style. Replacement windows and doors from Marvin can improve the comfort, functionality, and energy efficiency of your home. Visit Humphreys Building Supply for Marvin replacement windows in Tiverton at the Marvin Design Gallery in Middletown or online at buildwiththeh.com.
Well, once again, the hour has just flown by here on the Irish Hour as we commemorate the rising of 1916, about 108 years ago. In the last set of music, we heard from the Wolftones, a lot of Wolftones songs today, the Patriot Game, and we heard them do Pirate Pierce. We heard Christy Moore sing a song about James Connolly, one of the leaders later on, a part of the labor union movement in Ireland as well. And we heard Michael McCann sing the soldiers' songs for us. We're going to finish up with a true Dubliner, and you'll recognize the voice, Danny Doyle.
To a city fair rode I. There Ireland's lines of marching men in squadrons passed me by. No pipe did hum or battle drum did sound its tattoo, while the Angelus bell or the Liffey swell rang out through the foggy dew. Right proudly high over Dublin town they hung out the flag of war. It was better to die 'neath an Irish sky than at Suvla's Sodelbar. And from the plains of Royal Mead strong men came worrying through, while Britannia's sons with their long rain guns sailed into the foggy. Oh, the night fell black and the rifles' crack made perfidious Albion reel. Mid leaden hail, seven tongues of flame did burn o'er the lines of steel. White shining blade, a prayer was said,
that while other songs might be true, and when morning broke, still the war flag shook its folds in the foggy dew. It was England bade our wild geese go, that small nations might be free. For their lonely graves are by Suvla's waves and the fringe of the great North Sea. Oh, how they died by Pearse's side, or fought with God. Their graves we would keep where the Fenians sleep, neath the hills on the foggy dew. All the bravest fell at the requiem bell, rang mournfully and clear. For those who died that Eastertide, in the springtime of the year. And the world did gaze in deep amaze at those fearless men of you, who bore the fight that freedom's light might shine through the foggy dew. Back to the glen I rode again, my heart with grief was sore. For I parted then with valiant men I never would see more. And to and fro in my dreams I go, and I kneel and pray for you. For slavery fled, oh, rebel dead, when you fell in the foggy dew. Down by the glen side, I met an old woman, a plucking young nettles. She ne'er saw me coming. I listened a while to the song she was humming. Glory, oh, glory, oh, to the bold Fenian man. Tis 50 long years since I saw the moon beaming on strong manly farms and on eyes with hopes gleaming. I see them again in all my daydreaming. Glory, oh, glory, oh, to the bold Fenian man. Some died by the wayside, some died
may the stranger and wise men have told us their cause was a failure. For they stood by old Ireland and they never feared danger. Glory, oh, to the bold Fenian man. I do not grudge them, Lord. I do not grudge my two strong sons.